Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, second date update this week, we had a sloppy eater.
Yeah.
It wasn't Hawk.
Yeah, it wasn't me this time, or Tom, with his disgusting habits.
I'm not sloppy, though.
Oh.
Pato just doesn't like that I drink the soy sauce out of the jar.
If he is sloppy, he'll clean that up, too.
Crumbs and all.
I've seen him lick a table in a heartbeat, y'all. So what's the rudest thing you can do while you are out eating? They did some research on this. Let's see where you guys fall. When it comes to spitting something out, because you take a bite of it, it's too hot, maybe there's gristle in the meat or whatever. How do you do that? Do you spit it out on the plate? Now, a lot of times here on the show, when the song's running out, I've seen Tom spit out about 24 cheese balls because he just popped them in his mouth.
It's rarely when the song's running out because I'm pretty good at that. It's when they trick us in the commercials. I can tell when a song is running down in the back of my mind. But they'll trick us on the commercials, and there won't be as many as you expect there to be.
It was like a big mama bird feeding a little baby bird.
It was yesterday, and I was eating a sub sandwich, and all of a sudden, I look up, and the commercial was like 30 seconds long instead of 60. And so I'm like, oh, got to clear my mouth out to do something here.
Well, that's one of the rudest things you can do, especially when you're eating out and you're sitting across from somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it then.
Well, if it's hot, though, let's say it's like a piece of, you know, it's like a piece of pizza or something. It's so hot.
That's what a napkin is for.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say, if it's hot, I think you got a free pass even just to dump it.
If it's hot, drink water.
Now, if it's got gristle, get the napkin and spit it in the napkin.
I've spit it in cloth napkins before.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's say you have two pieces or two halves of something, maybe a calzone, and you got to choose, you know, and you're splitting it with somebody. Do you let them go first and choose the one, or do you choose the one you want first?
You always let them go first.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the correct thing to do.
Who cut it in half? Did the restaurant?
The restaurant, yeah. Okay, well.
Because I've seen kids, the mom lets one kid cut a sandwich in half.
Yeah,
the other kid picks. So that way they can't cut it, one's bigger than the other.
All right, so rudest things you can do while you are eating. Asking for the first or last bite of anything. That is rude.
I don't think asking is rude. Taking is rude.
No.
But if you politely say, hey, is anyone else going to finish that?
Oh, yeah.
Because if not, I'm going to go and take it. I think that's polite.
They say the first and last bites of a meal are the only ones that are sacred to anybody.
That's
like
ridiculous.
You're saving that last piece of steak.
Oh, is it my meal?
Yeah.
Or is it like an appetizer shared?
Well, appetizer shared is something else. They were talking about that one somewhere else.
Yeah, because if it's my meal, don't ask me for that last
time. I'm not going to ask you for your food. But it's like you left it sitting there for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, are you going to eat that last piece?
My friends know I like to take to get home food that I don't eat. So they'll always say, do you want the rest of mine? I'm like, yes, I do.
Okay. So like if it is a shared platter or an appetizer, they say if no one takes that last piece, it usually ends up being wasted anyway. So someone needs to be Tom and eat that last piece.
I usually say, anyone want this?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you eat it.
But
I'm
you
like,
know,
no.
In the back of their head, they're going, yeah, I would like to
and
have
that. And I'm thinking,
that.
I hope they don't want it because I do.
Everybody wants that last piece, but it's like this unspoken
that's
rule.
Not true. Everyone doesn't always want the last piece. There are people who are not interested. That's why it's okay to ask. That's the difference in polite and rude is asking or taking.
Okay. How about if someone does have something in their teeth or ketchup on the side of their mouth, do you call them out or do you help them out? I mean, now if it's my buddies, well, let me get that napkin and wipe it off.
No,
let
that's not rude.
No.
Your child, maybe.
I know I'm being silly.
Oh.
But like, how can we tell?
If it's poker buddies, you know, because I exaggerate everything, you take me serious. I'm just kidding. But if it's like a poker buddy, I'm going to laugh at him and go, look at that ketchup. He's eating like a 3-year-old. But let's say you're out on a date or, you know, you're with a significant other. You're like, you got some ketchup on your mouth.
Yeah, I tell friends.
Yeah, I think friends, it's okay to do that.
Yeah, I tell anybody.
Are you being serious right now or silly?
No, don't be sarcastic.
And if I like the friend, if I don't like the friend.
You're going to laugh behind their back.
Yes, you're going to wear that all day.
All right, rudest things you can do when you're eating out, stealing the cheese off of pizza or pepperonis off of pizza.
If you're on a keto diet, you're just going to eat the cheese off the pizza.
Okay, but don't, like, do it off the pizza that's just sitting there. You got three or four pizzas. Because I've seen Tom do this. He'd steal a pepperoni off a pizza in a heartbeat.
Sure.
And there's little bitty round circles where the pepperoni, the evidence of
he's
where the
pepperoni. He's being silly.
No.
This is exaggerating.
We're just rude. I guess we're just rude eaters, but I'm going in for that cheese and pepperoni.
Well, don't do it on the pizza that I'm sharing with you. Do it on your own slice.
Of course.
Whoa, calm down.
But people don't do that. It's like three or four pizzas sitting there, and everybody's taking a slice, and then one dude's coming there and taking the pepperonis
that's
off.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Now, if you take your piece of pizza out of the box, and half of the toppings of the next slice slides off with it, that's yours.
Okay.
They just get less topping on the next slice.
Or if yours doesn't come off with your slice, it's okay to go in and grab that wad of your stuff.
Okay, last two things. Rude things you do with someone else's food here. Sampling chocolates in a box, taking a bite of it, and putting it back.
Only on your own box.
Well, you know, but it's... Okay, but a lot
it's okay
of times
at a family,
sharing.
Like if you're in a family.
Okay, so if it's kids and wife, sure. It's like, okay, I don't like this orange chocolate. I'm just going to put it back in. Someone might like this other half.
But I don't bite them. I just take a knife and cut them in half.
Okay, that's
better.
That's polite.
Like I got the Whitman sampler for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They're mine. I bit half of them, all of them.
Well, that's yours. That's okay.
Yeah. You can eat the rest of them.
And then taking the crustless bite out of someone else's sandwich. A lot of couples share sandwiches. And, you know, you got that big, nice, crustless bite that's just sitting there waiting on you, and you don't take it from the side. You go right into the middle of it and get that very good bite.
If I'm going to let someone have a bite of my sandwich, I give them the bite. I set the bite up for them.
Okay. Okay, so how do you do that?
They're not going to – I'm like, I'll get the bite.
Oh, you'll
angle the sandwich to them?
All right.
A lot of times it's the bite I hadn't taken the side off.
And then sharing straws – okay.
No.
Okay. I don't like to do that either.
Family. Sorry. Yeah.
Not with kids, though, because that backwash, you know there's some stuff
they're
in there.
Kids,
when
man.
You're taking a sip and you got like a lump of bread, like, okay, I didn't want that.
I have a friend that won't even take it from her kids.
Yeah.
She's like, I just don't do that.
Nah, my kids, that's all the same DNA.
Wait, what's in the cup? Is it a mind eraser?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This shocked me. Did you know that 75% of Americans, that's 3 out of 4, don't lock their doors when they run an errand?
Oh.
And even a little bit more than that, 77% of Americans don't lock their door when they're at home. I keep my doors locked all the time.
Yep.
I'm part of that 77%.
Are you? You don't lock your doors?
No. Yeah. And actually, somebody came to the door yesterday afternoon, and and I, so stupid, I talked to them. So I have one of the storm doors that you can lower the top, and there's a screen in there. Mm-hmm. So I lowered that to talk to them. And the garage door is open, and the interior door is unlocked from the garage into the house. And then, but after they left, I was like, better lock this door just in case.
Maybe shut your garage door.
Maybe so. I left it open.
But my house is not too close to the other one, so I sometimes leave it open, like my back door, if I'm going to go back out later on today.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm a stickler about making sure that door gets locked anytime we leave the house, and anytime we're in the house, it's locked. Yeah. If someone comes to the door and knocks, unlock the deadbolt, open the door, and talk to them.
And I do have one of those systems where it says, you know, the kitchen door open. And so if someone were to come in, I would know.
You would know. Yeah. Get alerted.
Okay. Well, I was surprised only 1 out of 3 Americans are concerned that someone might break into their home. I see way too many on Nextdoor.com. I think it's what it's called. It's
an app.
I see so many videos of kids going around the middle of the night breaking into cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like every day they post that. So I'm like, okay, I don't want anything open and available for these people to steal.
Yet you hear it all the time. Well, my car was unlocked. I had my laptop and my wallet in there.
Exactly.
You're an idiot.
I'm like, I feel kind of the same. They're like, well, I shouldn't have to. Well, you do. It doesn't matter what you should.
Oh, I keep everything locked.
I do too, Cato. I'm very much so. Now, this is where it really surprised me. 1 out of 4 people would not lock their house if they were going to the gym for an hour.
Okay, I'm going to do it, yeah.
Okay, I'm more like the 7% that will lock it if they're going to check their mail. I'm not that bad, but I'm close. I mean, obviously, now I did have, I got one of those front door locks that has like the all the AI crap on it, and it would lock itself after 30 seconds.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, it's not bad because you can open it 50 ways. My thumbprint was already registered, so all I have to do is put my thumb on it, and it opens back up.
For me, if I had something like that, I'd go to the mailbox, see my neighbor, wave, start a conversation, and I'm like, oh, what is the password for this?
Well, like I said, it's got my thumbprint.
You know how many hotel rooms I've been locked out of?
Yeah.
Because you step out real quick, and the door slams before you can catch it.
Yeah.
All right, well, another 25% said that if they run errands, they don't lock their doors. 23% said they don't lock it at home, like we mentioned. They're just sitting around the house at home, like Stacy, with the door unlocked. And 20% said if they were going on a, like, 15-minute walk to take the dog for a walk, they still wouldn't lock it. I'm locking, shutting garage doors, all that.
Sometimes it's beneficial not to lock it. So I was out, I was doing a walk, and my neighbor texts me. I bring my phone with me. My neighbor texts me. She's like, hey, can I borrow your cat carrier? And at first I started to say, I'm not home. But I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, sure. The front door is unlocked. This is where you can find the cat carrier. Yeah. And she was able to get it.
See, you're talking crazy talk to me right now.
I know it is crazy now that I'm saying it out loud.
But not really. I mean, you trust that neighbor.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on really where you live.
Yeah.
And the neighbors, if you're, because I have my sister and her husband, they know all their neighbors in their subdivision.
Yeah, but you don't always have your neighbors in there. Sometimes
that's
people
true.
Who aren't neighbors come in.
But I'm like you. I walk in the house, I turn around, lock it. And I've got a convenience store just down the street. I lock it.
Yes. Okay. So which states are they most worried about getting their home broken into, and which states do they not care? Alaska, Louisiana, and New York were the top of people worried about getting their homes broke into. With New York, I can imagine New York City sways a lot. Arizona, Illinois, and North Carolina were next. That's interesting. Then Hawaii, where are they going to run? New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Virginia rounded out the top 10. Now, the states where they're not worried about break-ins, hardly at all, Wyoming, Maine, Maryland, Vermont, Tennessee, Utah, that's because all the Mormons, they ain't going to break into each other's houses. Oregon, South Dakota, Idaho, and Michigan are the ones that aren't. Now, Michigan has Detroit in it, so that surprises me because I would think you have to keep everything locked in Detroit.
Maryland's got Washington, D.C.
and
Baltimore.
The politicians, they're stealing so much from us already.
I think it's to the point where Detroit's not considered part of the state anymore, and much like Washington, they're not part of us. That's another world.
Do you feel like you're in geography class right now?
No.
All the other students are going, no, the answer's and you don't. that's where Washington is.
If I did, I wouldn't tell it.
I know. Sorry about that.
So if you
need to lock my mouth shut.
So if you do get locked out, how do you get back into your house? 40% of people have a key hidden somewhere.
Yep.
A spare key is hidden outside.
I don't.
Now, I'm actually part of the 25% that have the smart lock. So if I get locked out, I just punch in the code or use my thumbprint.
So your power's off.
No, because it's battery powered.
Oh,
that's until the battery runs down.
True.
But there's like some, you can plug a 9-volt in from the front. So you just got to go borrow a 9-volt battery and then know the code.
Oh, okay.
Then they said 8% just get in through an open window.
I can't do that.
I don't think so either.
Who leaves a window unlocked? That's another hole.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah. Oh, my Stacy. Where do you live? Because I'm coming to borrow some stuff.
I'm not telling anybody.
And then about 30% said they have a friend or a neighbor they leave a spare key with.
It's like, we're just going to go to Stacy's house, like, you know, crawl through the window and just sit on her couch and wait for her to get home.
Heck yeah, I just got some snacks, too, so come on over.
You're going to feel like an idiot when she comes in through the unlocked door.
Yeah, I'm saying, you don't have to climb through the window.
Yeah, I know. Well, heck, maybe she'll be coming through the window, and I'll go through the door.
Can you clean the litter boxes while you're there?
No, I cannot.
I appreciate that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Well, there's some things you should never say to a woman who want to help the guys out. Some of these are obvious. Now, we've always known that one. Are you pregnant? You never ask a woman that stuff.
Not unless you see a child emerging from her.
Yes. So I hate to bother you right now.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah, I noticed a child emerging from you. All right. You look tired or sick. You're never supposed to say that to a woman. We know that one.
I mean, that's true for anyone.
Well, you would never want to say to anybody, you know, you look tired today. Do you have the flu? Do you have the plague? Because you look tired.
Well, you can get around that by first asking, hey, are you okay?
Oh, wow.
You look tired.
Okay.
No? Okay.
It happened to a friend of mine. We were in North Myrtle sitting outside of a little bar down there. Mm-hmm. And this guy walks out that we didn't know, walked up to my friend. And he looked at her and said, girl, you look tired. That has become the big joke in our group. Every time we see her, girl, you look tired. Yeah. Now, he might have been a little intoxicated, but we loved it.
I don't even think you tell someone they look tired if they tell you they're tired.
That's true.
Like, yeah. I'm so tired. You don't go, yeah, you look tired. I just don't say it.
No.
So they say something else you should never say to a woman, are you sure you want to wear that? And especially when it comes from a man, because it implies that the man's a much better judge of what you should be wearing. And most time, guys are not a better judge in that area.
I don't know if I agree with that.
So have you done that with your wife?
I don't. We were talking not long ago with Megan Eby about those barrel pants.
Yeah.
And we're like, those don't look good. And they don't look good. She even admitted they didn't look good. She's like, but they're the style.
It's the wide leg pants, right?
Yeah.
They look like you got two barrels down, one on each leg. It's
Stop
not
it.
A good look.
I just wore those the other day.
They're just dorky.
So you
looking.
Guys were like thinking in your mind, like, she looks really stupid.
We didn't say anything.
Yeah. I know. In your mind, I said.
Okay. Something else you should not say to a woman, you shouldn't wear so much makeup. A lot of guys will think that's a compliment because it's like, oh, you got natural beauty. You shouldn't wear as much makeup. But how much or how little makeup that she's wearing is her choice.
Okay. Yeah, it was written by women, wasn't it?
Probably.
Okay, so first of all, you shouldn't start out the sentence with "you shouldn't."
Yeah.
You might say you don't need to, but even then, it's probably risky. But at least then you're not telling them what to do.
Yeah.
You should also not say, "Oh, you should wear makeup."
Okay, you don't want to do that. We know that. Yeah. Another thing: are you sure you want to eat all that? Because that's going to make her feel guilty.
Self-conscious, yeah.
Yes.
You're like, oh, great, I am a pig.
Unless you're a medical professional and providing dietary advice for that for her, you need to just keep your mouth shut.
I'll tell you from personal experience, you don't even agree with them if they say it. My wife was eating one night. She's like, man, I'm just eating a lot more lately. And I'm like, I noticed. And that was a bad idea, it turns out.
Yeah. Is good eater a bad thing? Like, oh, you a good eater.
I don't know, but I didn't try it after that. I was already in trouble.
Now, I think some of these are more so when you're fighting, and that is, you're crazy. You're not supposed to say that to a woman.
Again, that's to anyone.
That's okay. Oh, it's not a big deal. This ain't a big deal.
Oh, yeah, that'll set someone off.
Does it set you off?
Mm-hmm. My sister. I'll be like, it's Stephanie, it's not a big deal. Oh, yeah? Well, it's not your life. I'm like, okay. Sorry.
See, that's when you're like, that's why it's not a big deal to me.
Okay. Let me explain it so you can understand it. You're not supposed to say that to guys or girls because it belittles them and makes them look like they don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
Mansplaining.
Yeah. Okay. Let me explain it to you so you can understand. You might just say, hey, I can explain that to you if you'd like. Now, that's a little bit more. It takes the edge off.
Yeah,
it?
But your tone, it's how you deliver the message as well. Because if you say,
agree.
Well, let me explain it to you, like you said. Okay. But if you say, hey, you know, I can tell this to you in an elementary
or
way
like,
so you can understand.
I can explain.
All right, something you should not say to a woman. You should ask my mom how to whatever. You fill in the blank. You should ask my
cook.
Mom how to do that. Okay, cook's one of them.
Oh, clean.
Any of those is not a good
idea.
Make
my sandwich.
Uh-huh. And they say you shouldn't say this to a woman. You knew I was like this. Because relationships are all about trust and compromise. As a relationship grows and growth from those evolved, you know, it's like you should have known I was like this when they're trying to get you to change something.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand why people think someone is going to change.
I know, right?
No, really. I mean,
I'm with you.
It's foolish. You go in this relationship with someone who's got this messed up stuff, and then you're surprised a year or two later when you hadn't got them to change. That's on you.
No, I agree. Yeah. So, because if your expectations are looking at that guy going, oh, he's going to change.
Yeah, he'll eventually throw his laundry in the basket, even though he never did at his apartment.
He's going to pick up after himself. He's going to take a shower every once in a while. He'll change.
Hey, now, hold on.
Maybe rather than using the word change, they think, like, it'll evolve. I can
See? Stacey, you remind me of this thing I saw where there's a man and a woman at the altar, and they got the thought bubbles above their head. Mm-hmm. And the girl is thinking, I'll change him. And the guy's like, she'll never change. And neither of those is right, because he's not going to change, and she is. Yep.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, there's just some things you should not buy online, like on Facebook Marketplace. Like, I'm guessing underwear might not be a good place to get you.
Well, what pre-owned?
Pre-owned underwear. You know,
okay, because they're in the bag still.
Okay, swimsuit that's been used, a brush, a comb, something like that. Well, Tom bought some of comforters. You bought some comforters, bed comforters.
Well, actually, we just bought the thing that goes on top of the mattress. It's one of those gel memory foam things.
Yeah.
And they threw in the UGG comforters for free.
Yeah.
But all of it looked brand new. It's in really good condition.
Absolutely. But they gave us an idea for a crank call, because we found some beds on Facebook Marketplace that people are trying to sell. And now we don't know if they have the mattress on them or not. But what would it be like if we have Thelma try one out and ask to spend the night? You think they'll let her do it? We're going to find out.
Let's see.
Here we go. Oh, thanks. They may let me do it. Nice people out there.
Hello?
Well, hello, thank you. How are you? My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-O. I am inquiring about a bed that you have for sale.
Wait a minute, H-O-L?
I-S-T-E-O.
I-S-T-E-O-R.
No, Awa.
R.
Awa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Hollister.
Awa. Say it with me, Awa.
Our?
Awa.
Yeah, R, like the initial R.
Yes, like
yeah, in... Yeah, Hollister.
Yes.
Oh, okay, what's your first name?
Thelma.
Oh, Thelma.
Yes. I am inquiring about a bed that you have for sale.
Uh-huh.
Could you describe that bed for me, please?
Okay, it's a real nice bed. It's king size.
Uh-huh.
And it has your wood headboard.
Uh-huh.
And it's in real good shape.
Oh, that sounds very nice.
Uh-huh.
How long have you owned it, Thelma?
Oh, we've had about 2 years.
Oh. Well, how about if I came over and checked it out? Would you mind me doing that?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I thought that might be nice, because sometimes you need to check those things out, you know. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, when did you want to come over?
I would like to come over maybe Friday night and just spend the night with you.
Oh, no, you couldn't do that. You could come over and look at it.
But I would like for me and my husband to come over and check it out before I buy something like that.
Absolutely not.
And I can assure you Harold will be on his best behavior.
No, that wouldn't be possible.
Maybe I could just come over for a little while there. It'd be nice to get to know you. I always would like to know from whom I'm buying, because that's important, I think, during these days and times, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So you think I could come over and spend the night?
No.
Do you mind if I would jump up and down on the bed just to check it out?
Because oh, no, you couldn't jump up down the bed.
Well, I am the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren, and they jump on the bed all the time. They pretend it's a trampoline. Do yours do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, but I tell them to get off.
Yeah. Well, I would just jump on it a couple times. Would that be possible?
No, you couldn't jump on the bed, no.
Oh.
You wouldn't be able to do that.
Hmm. Well, are you...
I hate to see you end up on the floor.
I tell you what, let's do this. I will have my husband Harold call you, and we'll arrange a time that I can come, and we'll bring our suitcases there, and I'll see you Friday night. And if you don't mind, I need a wake-up call at 5:30 a.m. because I get a headache if I sleep too long.
Well, you'll have to wake up yourself.
So I'll see you Friday night. Sounds like a great deal. Well, I would love to come over and meet your family.
Well, give us a call first.
And I'll test out the bed then.
No, you can't test out the bed. I can't believe you're asking that.
I can't wait to meet you. It's going to be such fun. Yeah, well, bye-bye, Nigel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Y'all were right.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't go spend the night and try out a bed? Come on.
You know, I think all these mattress stores should allow you
exactly.
to do that.
Exactly.
You got to test drive that mattress.
Yeah.
Just give me one night.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.